Batman Almighty Triple XL coming to you live and direct from MagCity.com.
Yo, man, we still around the east side, just slipping, yo. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have production, not slipping, yo. To hold your hands. See? Yo, what's going on? Mr. Magic, you know, after he slipped, I'm gonna die. Fuck the kiss that fell alive. My man, he's doing it right, he's chilling. Yo, man. Yo, y'all heard about this shit, man, about this kid? He had German curves, man. Right up, he's slipping. Yo, Joe, right up.
But let me tell you this, while the clock is still ticking, this is the warning known as the caution. Do not attempt to diss, cause you'll soften. Just like a pillow, or better yet, a mattress. You can match this style or attack this while I'm telling you, right on schedule. Fuck with KRS and I'll bury you deep in the dirt or sand with a shovel. No fight, no scurry or scuffle, just muffle. Total domination on stage. Chris is the name, 22 is the age. A battle, I know who you are. You got a little goal, you drive a little car. You're coming into place with that look on your face. Before you ran the mile, you lost the race. So assume you're doomed when you step in the room. I'll be the witch and you'll be the broom. I'll ride you, guide you into the concrete. I'll slide you to a funky beat. So what do we have here? A sucker in fear. I snatched your heart, put it way up on the chart. At 10 you're fucked, at 9 you suck. At 8, you're a sucker. At 7, a motherfucker. At 6, you're slack. At 5, you're just whack. At 4, you're lost. At 3, you're just sore. At 2, you're an ass. At 1, you're a dick. But before you slip, I'll whip. Cause homeboy, you're slipping. Slipping.
Yo, and my slip-all is stealing off. A long time you sit on my slip-all. Crop dealer, my slip-all. Everybody has slip-all. See? If I come back in, I just steal. See?
Comp the savage beast, but keep in mind that I compose my music piece by piece. First a bass, a snare, a little cut over there. I add my name KRS and the shit becomes fresh. I ask Mo and I see you for their thoughts. Lay it down at power play. All the suckers are taught once again. The tactics of original art. We're getting paid to the end, cause we were down from the start. We're known as Boogie Down Production. Ain't no B-boy stance. Guaranteed to make it dance if you give us the chance. We're going off, and of course, all you suckers are lost. You wanna hear a fresh rhyme? You come to the source, because I'm the type of guy that's not put up on a pedestal. Run my rhymes on time and on schedule. One after another, another to the next. Can't rhyme, we intense, or your muscles are flexed. Check your larynx. It may get low in having sex, or may get higher when busted as a liar. These are the things I teach, so be taught. To me, you're kinda sure. How many battles have you fought? If you come up with a number, notebook or list, it just doesn't matter, you can still get dissed. I'll bring it back, that old New York rap that gets you jacked while your hands still clap. It's funny, just dissing you, I can make money, but no one's tipping. My message is simple, you're slipping, 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 slipping.
They slipping, dude. 1987, they slipping, but we going all the way to the top, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the Burger King, that's for your lodge, see? Lodge, every time, mentally, your lodge. It's slipping.
E-N-O-S-R-K. When you go through other albums, you're sure to say, God damn, they all seem to sound alike. Till you hear the crew standing over in the light. Showing, growing, on the top, glowing. The lyrics be flowing and flowing and just flowing. Just like a river, or better yet, a stream. I'm proud to be down with the winning team. So don't ever in your life even think about an argument. Cause you'll get walked on like carpet. We'll pick you up and dust you off. Stamp BDP on your head and you're off. But you will even change that to say instead, I'm down cause I got a BDP on my head. So just before you inherit that ass kicking, I suggest you wake right up cause you're slipping, 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 slipping.
Yo, they slipping, dope. They slipping, dope. They slipping. Run out, run out. I don't care no more, man. I'm coming out of the show, dope. They slipping, man. B-Boy Records, Magic, and all the dollars slipping. You know what I'm saying? This other kid, I don't know his name is, man, but you know what time it is. Run out. He's slipping, too. Slipping. And any time dishes, they slip it.
Slip it. Stardate Captain's Log, September 3rd, 2015. Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct from Maxity.com. And I would like to say that the mission has been accomplished. I went through 2 weeks of certified hell dealing with Jessica Rabbit, but the mission has been accomplished. Me taking her back and forth to work so she can get that cheese, so she can get that money, so she can pay back these repo people, so she can get her ride. Yes. Yes. It is done. It is done. So, it was rough, man. It was rough, but I hung in there and, pat myself on the back. Kudos to me for being a nice guy, Elaine. A very, what I like to call a dependable, stable man. Something the bitches give two fucks about. But yes, a lot of times, man, you just gotta do it just for yourself. You know what I mean? You just gotta just be a decent human being, man, just for yourself. Regardless whether a hoe or a bitch or a slut or a thot or a ratchet like that shit, man. You just gotta be, you know, just gotta be a decent human being. It comes back, man. Believe me when I tell you, man. You reap what you sow, man, on a galactic level, on a universal level, man. So you gotta do that just for you. Fuck them. Do it for you, son. So, yes, drove her out about 80 miles to a neighboring city to pick up her ride, and we drove back. But of course, you know, I couldn't just let her drive back by herself. I had to follow her because she had expired tags. You know what I mean? We was in an extremely Caucasian part of Ohio, man. Man, we was very happy to see some black folks in this little ass town where they had took her ride. But we went ahead and got it back, and just to make sure to keep the po-po's off her back, I was all snug up on her ass as far as, you know, on her bumper, you know, riding all the way back to the city and shit. So mission accomplished. Yes, Jessica, baby, I love you, and you love me. And, you know, anytime you need that help, I'm going to say this, and I do mean it. Anytime you need help, you can call me. Shit. Woo, please. No, fuck that bitch. Don't be calling me for no more help. Shit. Bitch, you crazy. You got issues. And did you know that this heifer had a nerve to tell me all the way driving up there, right, that and I don't know where we got on this shit, man, but she was just like, you know, I just be doing that on purpose. I be wanting to make you mad. I be trying to piss you off, but you won't ever get pissed out. I'm just thinking, I didn't even respond to that shit. I'm just like, bitch, you are too old for that shit. Help me help you, bitch, okay? Once again, help me help you without all that extra shit. What is wrong with you? Something wrong with this girl, man. But, you know, if I didn't love the motherfucker, man, I would not have went through this fuck shit, man, trying to get her ass right. But anyway, I just had to come on here because I'm just really proud of myself how I stayed in the pocket, man. And I did the righteous thing, and I helped this heifer get back on track. Yes. And so to celebrate that, I have a show that I did not do. I neglected to do. Actually, I did this show after we did, what show was that me and Tony did? Man, I can't remember. But I'm going to basically talk about it in this podcast and shit, man. But I did a show, but I couldn't post it up because I ran out of upload space. So I was going to go ahead and throw on a shorter show. And in this show that I'm about to load up, man, was basically the show that I was supposed to load up. Man, super redundant ass speaking here. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this old footage. It's probably going on 2 months old now. And I'm going to upload it. I'm going to mix it up. And I'm going to put the bells and whistles on it and shit. You know, just because I think it was a good show. Just never had a chance to post it. And, you know, of course, it gave me a chance to get on here and just tell y'all the good news that Jessica is now riding again, and my cape is flowing, it's flapping, and I'm getting to the point now where in Power Trick Detox, man, I'm feeling really good about myself, man. I'm clean because I'm forsaken tricking on bitches right now because I'm getting my shit back together. Getting my shit back. But once I get my shit back together, I will be tricking on them bitches. You know I'm gonna be tricking on them bitches when I get my shit right. Fuck y'all, man. Shit, I got to have it, man. My babies need me, man. Shit, they be coming over. They be like, damn, when we gonna do it? When we gonna get it on? They so goddamn just perverted and nasty, man. Shit, and it's going on 2 months. Shit. But anyway, I'm uploading this old ass show. Hope y'all enjoy it, man. Fat Mac, Triple XL. I'm out.
You ain't no pimp. You're rest haven for
hoes. Check 1-2, Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL. Coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. Welcome to the best kept secret on the internet, man. Yes, this is the podcast of many prominent black podcasters listen to, but they just won't fucking admit it, son. They won't admit it, man. Okay, y'all. Quick show. A little impromptu shit going on, man. I actually have another show that I wanted to post, but I don't have enough upload space. Me and Tony did a joint, man. You know, pertaining to the IQ and the brain matter of niggas, man. It's called the Idiocracy Show, but I'm not going to be able to upload it because, once again, I just said, I don't have the upload space, man. So y'all going to have to wait next month for that shit. So this show right here is going to kind of like take its place. It's going up in its stead, man. So it's kind of like a gumbo mix show, man. It's kind of like a multi-topical joint that I'm just gonna be spitting, man, just to get some things off my chest. And first things first, allow me to say, man, good lord, man, some of you niggas, man, y'all niggas is ultra cheap, man. I swear, boy, niggas is ultra cheap. Check this out, man. Look, I am not, you know, I'm not gonna be answering emails from cats, or I'm not going to be going into detail about the chicks on the site through the emails, man. Some of you cats be hitting me up and you be wanting to know the scoop on this chick. What's up with pound cake? What's up with champagne? What's up with boss chick? What's up with crybaby niche? Y'all be wanting information about this and information about that. You know, what happened with darling Nikki, and you know, how did you meet a little bit, and you know, just, nigga, you know, if you want to know all of that shit, y'all know, when I get on this shit and I do my podcast, very rarely do I really plug the porn site. You know, I'll say MacCity.com, but, you know, that's the extent of it. I don't say go join it. I don't say, you know, go check it out. You know, that's the least thing that's on my mind, man, when I'm doing my podcast, man. You know what I'm saying? But look, man, if you really want to know the scoop and the down and dirty on certain females, you know, especially in the past, you know what I mean? Because I'm not really going to divulge too much shit right about now as far as their lives are concerned, because they're trying to get on with their lives. They want to leave the porn shit behind them. And many of them have not really expressed to me that they wish that I would take them off the site, because they know how I am about that shit. You know, business is business, bitch. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but I'm going to do them that favor as far as not really getting into their personal business now. I'm not going to be divulging their personal business now, you know, in their life. They're trying to move on. They're trying to put it behind them. But, you know, from 2003 to like 2010, put it that way, you know, it's fair game. If you want to know anything about them chicks within that span of time, then you need to go to MagCity.com and you need to get a membership. And there are videos and there are pictures, as well as journal logs and updates on the particular females, about what they are, what they're about, and how I met them, and everything, okay? So no, I'm not gonna be going back and forth with you niggas with the email shit, telling you this and that about the bitches, man. Good God, man. Jesus. Y'all the same niggas that'll pay $200-$300 for some punk ass goddamn shoes, you know, with some nigga name on it. But you don't want to spend $25 for a 30-day fucking membership? Goddamn, nigga. Come on, man. So I just had to get out the way, because recently, you know, it's just been, you know, I don't know if it's in the water or whatever, but there's been like a resurgence of interest in the personal lives of some of these females, man. And no, I'm not, like I said, I'm going to try not to get too much into their personal lives as of the present. You know, I really wish I could really shut the whole site down. So that's to put a bug in your ear, man. You know, y'all need to enjoy this site while you can, because really, you know, it really fucks with my soul that this site is up, you know, because I genuinely care about the majority of these females, man. I done fucked up. I did the cardinal sin, man, getting high on my own supply. I got too close with my product, you know, and so I have problems. I have demons I gotta work out, man. There's problems with my soul, man. I, you know, it's just not sitting right with me, because, I mean, case in point, it's like, of course, most of these children are the females that's been in the game with me, right? They've been knowing me all their lives. Like I said, it's been going on a decade. It's past a decade and shit. So a child that I knew that was 6 years old, right, when I first started getting their mama in the game, now that child is now 16. So that child is almost out of high school, you feel me? So the dynamics that has happened between me and that child, or the relationship between me and that child, it has changed. You know, before, it was all innocent, it was all cute, you know, they love Uncle Mike, but as time goes on, and they get carnal knowledge, and they understand exactly what's been going down with their mother, and the Fat Mac, the Almighty Triple XL, and, you know, they get full knowledge of what went on and what went down. And the relationship changes. They kind of look at me different. It's no longer cute, man. It's no longer innocent. They no longer have that twinkle in the eye when they see me. You feel me? It's a kind of like a standoffish. You know, they're confused. They really don't know how to take me. You know what I mean? Because they got that subliminal hate about what I've done to their mother. You know what I'm saying? And once again, I'll say, of course, I didn't hold a gun to none of these females' heads to make them do jack shit. They all willingly did it, you know, but I don't think any of them had the foresight to understand that once they did this shit, I was going to be making money off of them as long as I could. So, you know, they probably thought that I was going to do this video shit and, I don't know, probably get paid off for 2 or 3 years and everybody will forget about it. But, nigga, I'm a businessman, you know? So, I mean, if your video and your pictures can keep making me money, you know, to 2050, then that's what it is. I'll be posting videos and pics of you till 2050. You understand? But, yeah, I'm encountering that now, man. You know, when I see the kids that I've known forever, like I said, for at least a decade, the relationship has changed. They don't really see me the same way. You know, they have this low-key kind of like disdain for me, man. And that kind of hurts. I'm not going to lie about that, man. You know, because doing this shit, you know, I did have the best intentions. But, man, you know, it just somehow, it just got out of hand, man. I just... It was a roller coaster ride, man. It was a roller coaster goddamn ride, man. And once again, got high on my own supply. I got too close to my own product. And so now I'm feeling some type of way about, you know, the things that they have to go through because of the website, man. Well, anyway, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take me a little break, man. Get my, gather my thoughts because of some old things I want to go ahead and hit y'all with, and I'll be back.
Nobody take no cornbread from me. And that go for you and any other you motherfucking farmers want to try some shit. You fuck around with me, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
Sip the juice. I got enough to go around, and the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while on street talk, and then taught to hawk New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. Make money in Manhattan and never been tookin'. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down, get strong on the island, recoup and lay around. Time to build my juice back up, pop stack up, suckers get smacked up. Don't doubt the clout, you know what I'm about. My album gets off, knocking it out, shaking them up, waking them up, breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Corners trifling, shorty's here. I get cocked deep, living 40s to beer. Here's a sip for the crew that's deceased. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace. Somebody got a self, I just might spare one. And give a brother a fair one. Stay alerted on fees, and I do work with these like Hercules. Switch the southpaw, split your right jaw, cause I don't like y'all, I'm hype for nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a group down, face brothers try to bomb me. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness, cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Pacino, kill like the middle. Black and Bino, die like a hero. Living on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shells lay around on the battleground, dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the block like a buckshot, who cares where it goes? Just keep the casket closed. No remorse when a life is lost. I paid my dues, paid the cause. And my pockets are still fat. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth I'm at. Even if my crew is steep, but one deep, I attract attention, people like to be. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops and crazy juice. Ain't control of many, like I am told of many. Hang out with Smith & Wesson, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no war in a shot, my gun is warm a lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Areas in fear, but this here's a fear. Living life too close to the edge, hoping that I know the ledge. Time to yawn, showers on, power's on, late for school, I catch the train, girl set the style and whisper my name, I push up like an exercise, check the intellect and inspect the thighs, select the best one, pull it to the side, keep it occupied for the rest of the ride, read out my resume, she know I'm ready cool, just meet me after school, we can moan and groan until your mom's come home. And you'll be calling me Al Dope Capone, sweat me. She didn't wanna let me loose, come get me. As if you wanna sip the juice, cause the streets to wait me. So I take my gun off safety. Cause a lot of us hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, sprayed with automatics, they wet me up. In a puddle of blood, I lay close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge.
Yeah, Fat Mac, baby, baby. Yeah, what's going on, y'all? I'm back once again with a quick impromptu show once again. Next subject on the board. Let's see here. I've been seriously thinking about celibacy. I'm about to do some Dr. Umar Johnson shit. And that doesn't sit well. That doesn't bode well when I say that. Because if I say I'm going to be celibate and be on some Dr. Umar Johnson shit, then basically that means I'm going to be bullshitting with the whole concept of celibacy. You know, I'm going to tell you I'm going to be celibate, but then again, I might dip and dab in a big booty stripper every now and then. You know what I mean? But anyway, I'm just saying, it's like, I can't even describe, man, how just, you know, sex really, you know, I've done it all, man, with these bitches. I've done it all. And really, you know, I'm not really that pressed to fuck on these chicks, man. I'm not that pressed. You know, I mean, the phone calls have basically stopped because most of the females have kind of like figured out that, you know, it's passé, man. I don't really want to be bothered, man. You know, I'm just tired of bending you over. And, you know, just having meaningless ass sex, man. I'm really tired of that. I mean, I gotta have it every now and then, but still, you know, it's just, well, let me just be honest with you, man. Let me hit you up with a situation and the circumstances really forcing my hand here, right? Let me tell you why I'm really thinking about just leaving a lot of bitches alone and shit, or at least cutting down on the traffic, right? Cut down on the traffic of big titty, fat booty bitches coming up in my shit, man. I don't think I ever told y'all that once upon a time. Check this out. I got y'all in suspense. Check this out. Check this out. Listen, listen, listen. You listening? Okay. One of the real reasons why I'm thinking about going celibate, or at least cutting down on my sexual activities with these broads. I know you're like, damn, they can get to it. What? Check this out. One of the real reasons why I'm thinking about going celibate is, okay, check this out. Listen, are you ready? Like, nigga, quit playing. Hey, listen, check this out. Bed bugs. Nigga, bed bugs, son. Yeah, I don't think I told y'all, man, that hiatus that I had in, I think it was 2013, where I was almost gone a year. Nigga, I was going through it, man. I had all sorts of plagues besiege me, man, and one of them was a bed bug infestation, man. And, like, I done told y'all, motherfuckers, I don't really hardly go nowhere and do too much shit, man. So, the likelihood of me piggybacking critters up in my shit is null and void, man. It's like, it's like astronomically just unheard of. You know, the odds of that is like nil. So it's like, where did they come from? How did they get here? You know what I mean? One day I'm good. Next minute, man, I'm seeing shit crawling up my walls and, you know, and I'm like scratching and itching, and I'm like, what the fuck, man? And only thing that I can think of course, is this one of them bitches brought them critters in my shit, man. You know what I mean? One of them bitches brought critters in my shit. And so, man, I had a real bad infestation, man. You know, I had to throw everything out. I had to throw my mattress out, my furniture out, everything, man. And I got a theory on who did it, you know what I mean? But I can't say for sure. You know what I mean? That's the thing about them goddamn bugs. You don't know for sure, man. Well, you know, the thing was, I had a particular female wash my clothes, because a lot of times, you know, females would be, you know, they're trying to do some nice shit for a nigga, right? And she came by and was like, hey, do you want me to wash your clothes? I can wash your clothes for you, do this for you, do that. You know, do some righteous shit for a nigga. And I'm like, all right, go ahead, wash my clothes. Gave her my clothes. And she took them to the crib and she washed them. And I don't want to say her name because, once again, I can't prove it. And I don't want to I don't want to fuck up her rep. Motherfuckers thinking she a dirty bitch or that and shit, man. But fuck it, I'm going to say her name. It's Crybaby Nish. Crybaby Nish. Well, like I said, once again, I don't know if it was her. This is the only thing that I can think of. You know, when I had the infestation, I know that she had washed my clothes. And then shortly after that, I don't know, maybe like 2 weeks after that, man, that's when the shit, the nightmare began. But I also had like three other bitches coming in and out my shit, man. And one of the other females that I did have come over, I'm going to say her name too. Fuck it. Sweets. I know Sweets. She told me she had a bed bug infestation, you know, like 6 months prior to coming over fucking with me. You know what I mean? So, I just don't know, man. It's like whenever you got these females coming in and out, you know, you got this traffic coming in and out. They getting butt naked, taking off their clothes. You know, it got to the point, man, where after I had the infestation, I was having bitches jump directly in the shower. You know, when they took their clothes off, I put them in plastic bags. You know what I mean? The plastic bags, the clothes of the plastic bags stayed right by the front door. You know what I mean? They get dressed. It was like I had a quarantine zone in this bitch, man. It was like full, it was like a biological quarantine zone, man. Biological hazard in this bitch. I was so annoyed. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. When I took that brief hiatus, I had a serious problem, man. And it was horrifying. I hated it. It was fucked up, man. And the only way I got that shit is trafficking bitches in and out my shit, man. In and out my goddamn shit. Now, I'm bringing that up now because I had, once again, and man, you know, it's just something to be said for omens or just bad energy or just the personification of evil. Because I had a surprise visit from Crybaby Nish and Crazy K. A lot of y'all might know Crazy K is Crazy Bitch Kayla. This was probably about 2 weeks ago they came over. And I was just happy to see Kayla. You know, we hadn't seen each other too much, man. She'd been going through all sorts of shit with the nothing ass nigga that she fucking with. The nigga fucking her and burning her, giving her STDs. And, you know, he's doing some other shit that I'm not going to really speak on because it's really, that shit is like really private. This other shit. But I'm not going to speak on that. But, you know, they came over and dropped by, gave me a visit, and we reminisced and hee hee ha ha and laughed and shit, man. And, you know, they stayed for about maybe 40 minutes, then they left. And then maybe like 2 days later, my nigga, I go to the bathroom to take a piss, and I look in the toilet. Now, keep in mind, both of these females, when they came in, they took a piss. You know, they went right toward, well, they did a beeline right to the bathroom so they could relieve themselves because they had been drinking. You know what I mean? They love to drink that liquor. So they get here, they go to the bathroom, they come back out, and we chit-chatting. Once again, this, I'm not saying that they gave me the bugs, okay? I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying it's just awfully coincidental, okay? But I go to the bathroom to take a piss, and what do I see swimming in the goddamn toilet? Nigga, I see like a full-grown fucking bed bug, nigga. Full-grown cat. I'm like, what the fuck? And so automatically, you know, when if you ever had an infestation, you thinking, oh, my God. How, when, why, where? What the fuck? So I'm thinking myself, I'm like, well, who the fuck, you know, has been over here that could have possibly trafficked that shit? You know what I mean? Because I ain't really been fucking on no broads for the past maybe 45 days or 2 months. The only chicks that's really been over here is them two. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking, God damn, man. I'm like, and of course they both went to the bathroom. If you know anything about bed bugs, they tend to kind of like just stay in one area. They don't particularly like migrate all over the house or whatever. If you got infestation in one particular room, them motherfuckers will stay in that goddamn room, man. They weird ass bugs, man. They lazy in the sun, bitch. They'll stay right by, they'll stay right in one central location and shit, you know, so. Or it'll take them forever to get out of that one central location and branch out into other areas, you know what I mean? So I'm thinking, well, I had two of them motherfuckers that, you know, went, made a beeline right towards my goddamn bathroom. So how, you know, and it's a full grown motherfucker. That means it's been around a while, you know what I mean? And I keep my crib immaculate, super duper clean. You know what I mean? And I also have bed bug traps. You know what I mean? In all my rooms, under all my beds, under all my sofas. And so I immediately go check the traps. And I look in the traps and there's no bugs. You know what I mean? Because if you have a grown bug, you know, typically the traps that you have, you're going to have little itty bitty baby bugs in those traps that's going to alert you to an infestation. So that bug, he ain't been chilling in my spot long. You know what I mean? He was brought in from somewhere else because I looked at the traps and there's no bugs in the fucking traps. You know what I mean? So this nigga, he migrated up in my shit. He piggybacked off a bitch, man. Once again, I'm not saying they brought it. You know, I'm just saying. You know, it could have been a situation where, you know, I use the laundromat. You know, I have I don't have my own washer and dryer. I use the apartment's laundromat. So maybe, quite possibly, you know, when I'm down at the laundromat doing my laundry, shit, I may have piggybacked one of the motherfuckers from out the laundry room because, you know, if you're sharing the space with other people doing their linens, that's a possibility. You know, but my thing was, goddamn, man, like, fucking goddamn Kayla, man. You know, she's just a bad omen. She just, well, I don't know if y'all remember that phrase that my partner John, he gave her. He gave her this phrase, this nickname, man. He called her the vessel from which evil emanates. This is the same chick that tried to, you know, stab me with a butcher knife. If y'all remember, you know, you of course you're gonna have to sign up to maxcity.com to read that story. But I say all that to say this, man. I'm like, that shit make you not want to fuck with no pussy, man. It make you not want to, you know, either that or, you know, you bang them at they spot, you know. But I'm almost cool on bringing chicks over in my shit, man. I'm almost to the point where it's like, bitch, meet me at the park. And I'll just bend your ass over the goddamn big picnic table or something. Because, I can't do that shit no more, man. But rest assured, I'm checking my motherfucking, like, bed bug traps, like, every goddamn day. Every day. I'm gonna nip that shit in the bud just in case. And then, you know, me, I'm so fucking paranoid. You know, I got that dope boys, that drug dealer paranoia. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you in the game, deep in the game, in the drug game, you know, you steadily thinking motherfuckers plotting on you. You feel me? So I have that same sort of paranoia. So I'm thinking to myself, shit. Well, and the paranoia is well-founded because Kayla's a crazy-ass bitch. You know what I mean? She the type of bitch that will, like, find bed bugs, put the bed bugs in, a pill bottle or some shit, and come over your house and dump them motherfuckers off in your shit. That's the kind of bitch she is, man. You know, I've been dealing with that bitch forever. And, you know, she real good at smiling in your face and cheesing and making you think everything is all good, man. But behind your back, she dumping off bed bugs and your shit purposely. So I'm thinking, this bitch, she practicing biological warfare on the nigga, you know what I mean? Once again, we going back to that subliminal hate that these motherfucking bitches got about me, you know what I mean? You know, they say they cool, they say, you know, that the whole situation about the porn no longer bothers them, but nigga, I know better. You know, that subliminal hate, man, that deep hate about the whole site is still there, man. It's still there. And, you know, you never know how it's going to manifest sometimes. You never know how it's going to come out. And Kayla's that's one of them bitches you got to watch, man. So I'm thinking, this bitch, she dumping shit over here. You know, like I said, I'm in paranoia mode. I'm thinking, she dumping shit over here on purpose. She brought him over here on purpose. Shit, man. Wow. But once again, allow me to go ahead and say, right? I don't know where it came from, you know, so I'm not blaming her. I'm not blaming Nish, you know. It could have came from it. Well, I can't really say it could have came from anywhere. It got piggybacked in here from somebody. And I'm the only two heifers I had in here. Or I brought it from the laundromat. You know what I'm saying? or the laundromat. So, anyway, yeah, that's my reason for, you know, cutting down on tapping ass. Because I just, like I said, if I'm going to tap it, you know, I'm going over your crib. I don't want you over here getting undressed. I don't want you, I don't want your purse over here. I can't go through that shit again, man. Like I said, and if any of y'all have ever experienced that shit, man, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. That shit, I mean, what would you rather have? Would you rather have bed bugs or roaches? Answer that. Answer me this. What would you rather have? A bad case of bed bugs or roaches? Man, neither one of it is appealing, but goddamn, roaches don't eat your ass alive, nigga. Fuck. Nigga. Ooh, shit, break time.
What you like the funny for? What you like the funny for?
Batman Almighty Triple XL coming to live on record from MagicCity.com.
I can't believe I'm all alone here.
Check 1, 2, baby, baby. Yeah, Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL, baby. Once again, impromptu show. What else I want to talk about? Oh, yeah. Oh, we got to talk about this. We got to talk about this shit, man. Dig, man. Let's talk about ghetto neighbors, man. Let's talk about ghetto neighbors. And right about now, I got, like, a situation where I got, like, a neighbor that lives on my floor, and I got one that lives above me. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Lord have mercy, Jesus. Kolo shalabala so shodo bo ba shabala ta shabala ba. Man, I gotta get religious, man. Just to keep going insane and stop. Let me put it to you this way, man. The idiocracy is real. It's going down in the hood, man, where just, like I said, they shut down the projects, and these goddamn Neanderthal-ass niggas, man, is moving into the cut, man, and they fucking up the game, man. They fucking up the goddamn game. Well, my neighbor upstairs, these motherfuckers, I don't know what's going on. And it's fucking me up to say this, right? Because, check this out. They have kids. You know, I don't really know if it's got to be a single mother. You know, typically this is a situation where a single mother is pretty much the head of the household shit. But when they first moved in, they've been here for maybe about maybe 3 months. And when they first moved in, man, I swear to God, man, you know how it is when you live in an apartment. You can hear pretty much everything, man, if you got, like, rowdy, rambunctious ass neighbors, man, and they live up top, so it's like, man, I would hear all this bumping and crashing and thumping, and I'm like, God damn. Now, keep in mind, you know, I live in an apartment, so I'm not anal about this shit when I hear noise, because, you know, that's a given, that's what you're gonna hear, but this was extra, man. It was almost as if they had a pack of wild monkeys or dogs up in that motherfucker, man. I'm like, you gotta be goddamn kidding me, man. What the fuck is going on? But, you know, and it wasn't just like, you know, a couple minutes of noise. I mean, it was going for like an hour. You know what I mean? Just crash, bang, boom. Crash, bang. Thump, crash, bang, boom. Like, god damn. You know what I mean? And so some of y'all saying, well, damn, man, fuck that shit, man. I go up there and, you know, I tell them motherfuckers to simmer that shit down. Well, check this shit out, man. And like I said, I'm used to apartment living, and I've done this before. I've done this shit before. Typically, you know, I would go up, and I would holler at whoever it was in the past. And typically, it would be a mother. You know what I mean? A single mother. And a lot of times, I would hope that it wouldn't be a woman, because typically, when you go up, you try and say to the woman, like, look, your kids is kind of, you know, disturbing the peace, trying to sleep, can you help a nigga out? You know, bitches get real confrontational and get real kind of like uppity and all in your face, you know, kind of like, how dare you check me about my kids? Or, you know, like, I'm not trying to check you, I'm just saying, just, you know, help a nigga out, because, you know, you just thinking to yourself, bitch, put a leash on your motherfucking child, bitch. That's what you're saying to yourself in your head, you know, but you can't say that shit, you know what I mean? You gotta come off real PC about the shit. But even though you come off PC, the bitch still gonna give you attitude. You know what I'm saying? And usually what happens after that is the noise, it elevates. You know what I mean? The bullshit increases. You know what I mean? It's like the hoe says to herself, I'ma show that nigga. You know, so I've been down that route. So I'm just like, okay. I'm not gonna feed into it, because I know basically, you know, it's not going to work. It's not going to help me saying anything. This bitch is just going to get attitude. She's going to take it personal. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's been one situation where I actually had a family live up top, and they had like a dog. You know what I mean? It was like a big dog too. I'm like, god damn. I don't know. I think it was like a Labrador or something. But I go up and I holler at the dude, because, you know, you ain't supposed to have no big ass lab in a little ass apartment and shit, you know? Them dogs, they need space, you know, but I go up and holler at him, and lo and behold, since I'm talking to a man in the low, in, excuse me. But typically, we know that most niggas are kind of emotional and irrational these days, just like the bitches and shit. But thank God, I actually met a man who was, like, real logical about his shit, man. I'm like, hey, man, you know what's going on with the dog, man, you know. And you say, hey, man, my fault, man, you know, you right. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try and get the dog out a little bit more and exercise. But you right, man, you know, I apologize. And, you know, typically when I meet a man... No, that's how it goes. But when I go up and I holler at a bitch about some shit like that, man, it never really ends well. It never really fucking ends well, man. But when I'm thinking about all this crashing, banging, and booming in this situation, how it goes on for hours, you know, there's two things that's going on right now. Either the chick, she gives less than a fuck about anything that's going on in that goddamn apartment. You know what I mean? For her to let that shit to go on, you know, for hours. And that apartment has got to be in goddamn shambles. It's got to be, man, with the shit that I'm hearing up there. Or the bitch is never home. And if the bitch is never home, then that means them kids are there by themselves. For hours. You know, and these kids, they're like maybe the oldest one, maybe like 10. You know what I mean? You might maybe like between 10 and 7, the age ranges. You know, and either way, that's bad. Either way, that's bad. So I'm like, my God, man. You know, leaving these kids there to fend for themselves for hours. You know, because I'm thinking to myself, really, the broad couldn't be that ignorant to just have the kids running through the house making all that motherfucking noise while she's there and not say a motherfucking thing? Jesus. Come on now. And the kids, bless their hearts, they good kids, though. You know what I mean? You know, I see them all the time out playing and kicking it and, you know, they're always waving and saying hi. You know, real pleasant children. You know what I mean? They just cooped up in a fucking apartment. And they, you know, they kids. They gonna be kids. But god damn. You know. It's obviously they're not being supervised, man. There is no supervision. And they're obviously used to a certain way of living. And I can tell because, like, since they've been here, you know, there's been, like, graffiti. You know, they done took magic marker and they writing all over the walls. You know what I mean? All on the stairwells and shit, man. And, you know, it's like I said, it's a situation where they just used to a certain way of living, you know. And you can tell at their core they good kids, but, you know, it's like they just used to ghetto shit. They haven't been taught any better. Shit. They've been raised in an environment where it's okay to scribble and write all over, you know, the property. God damn, man. And then I got some other neighbors that live like right next door to me. And nigga, the police is out here constantly, man, because it's like all sorts of arguing and fussing and fighting. And there's alcohol involved and shit, man. And you know, you got motherfuckers screaming at the top of their lungs and shit. Just the other day, it was like these two brothers was going at it because one of the brothers was cussing at the mama and was threatening to kill the mama. Then the other brother jumped in it and he was like, I swear, I'll body you, nigga. You know, that's all I heard for like 10 minutes. This nigga, I'ma body you, nigga. I swear on everything I love, nigga. Shit. And then, man, not sure after that, then I hear all sorts of rambunctiousness going on upstairs. Motherfuckers running around. Kaboom, kaboom, kabam, kabam, thump, thump, clunk, clunk. I'm like, oh. Oh. Nigga, stop. Nigga, stop. This shit is, man, my nigga. This shit is... Y'all stick around for the Idiocracy show next month, man. We gonna talk about, you know, the IQ levels of niggas, man. It's just horrible. But evidently, I would assume that most of the people who live here, they have gotten fed up because once the management has sent out letters to everyone in this apartment complex, and they have spoken about the complaints and the noise and the disturbances that's been going on for the past couple months. And they said that they're going to be proactive in issuing eviction notices for anyone who, you know, violates or disturbs the motherfucking peace, you know. And it wasn't me that told. I don't get into all that snitching and telling and shit. You know, like I said, it's apartment living. And, I've gotten kind of used to it, but it's gotten a little bit out of hand lately and shit, man. You know, you kind of understand why they have gated communities. It's getting a little out of hand. But evidently, the OGs, the people who have lived here even longer than I have, I've been here since 08, they like, nah, fuck this. We got to nip this shit in the bud. So, there have been complaints, and, miraculously, you know, things have simmered down a little bit. I guess it took threats from the management to rein some of this shit in, even though we did have the police over here yesterday. You know what I mean? But I don't know why they were here, because I didn't hear no arguing or no fussing the other day. Well, anyway, I'm going to take me a little break. Fat Mac, Almighty, Triple XL. I'll be back. I'll be back. I'll be back. I'll be back.
You ain't no pimp. You're arrested, even though.
All right, well, that's going to do it for today's show, man. Just wanted to jump on in here, hit y'all up for a little bit. And let me see. Yeah, once again, if any of y'all want to know anything about my motherfucking freaks, man, look, go to maxcity.com and join the goddamn site, man. I'm not going to be going tit for tat with you niggas on this email trying to inform you about what happened in the past with this freak or that freak, okay? It's all in the journal. There are pictures and there are videos to supplement what I've written, all right? That's a much better deal than me wasting my time rehashing shit personally just for you. Good Lord, man. Jesus. With that said, man, I want to give shout-outs to my boy T-Man, TaylorMade, at chroniccast.blogspot.com. You can check my shows out over there. Of course, I am on iTunes and I'm on Stitcher. You know, want to say what's up to Bam and Jay, Issa Ali. We got my boy, of course, Nigga Fucius. Then we got my boy, who else I got? Rick Nasty. Who else I got in the game, man? Did I say Emil Emery, the Knowledge Gangster? Let me see here. Who else I got, man? Oh, of course, and Side Trick John. And, of course, let me say to y'all, look, the Side Trickster, Side Trick John, well, this is coming from one of my partners. He hit me up on text the other day, and he asked me about John. He said, does that nigga really talk like that? Yes, that's how he talks. You know what I mean? That's exactly how he talks. It's not like a shtick. It's not like, you know, he was trying to disguise his voice. He really talks like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So now you know, you've obviously have not really been looking at some of the videos too much from said individual if you don't really know how Side Trickster talks. Yes, he talks like a white man. He talks even whiter than white people. You feel me? So, yeah, that's no shtick, man. That's exactly how he talks. But anyway, it's the Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, and I'm out.